even politics has entered the energy discussion. And sure. You can debate climate change, the level of it, the investment. I don't know if these forecasts today are just because the weather's hyped. That's another discussion for another day. But you look at New Hampshire, we have some of the highest electricity costs in the country. Energy's expensive here. How do we really lower cost? And do we have to look at things like more like natural gas or alternatives?
Yeah, first of all, energy, as I know from my experience as governor, is a big economic issue. If I had a nickel for every time some plant owner said to me, Mr. Weld, bring me 7 cents power instead of 15 cents power, which is what I'm now paying, I'll build the plant next door. So it's a huge economic issue. Yeah, renewables is great. I think we should do as much as we can with wind and solar, Canadian hydro as well. But that's not going to cut it. I mean, Mr. Trump almost talks as though he thinks the future of the energy industry is coal and oil. Oil has a shelf half-life, and coal is not the wave of the future, respectfully. Margaret Thatcher shut down the coal industry in Britain in a single day, and people say it can't be done. Well, sometimes it's going to happen. Something I think has got to be part of the equation going forward is nuclear power. People, the tree huggers say, gosh, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could find something that was very easy and had an infinite source of power, if they could invent something like that? They have invented something like that, and it's called the atom. And the largest CO2 reduction in history in terms of emissions was in France in the 70s and 80s when they put in these vest pocket nuclear plants that now account for 75% of their energy.
You look at other parts of the world. And why? We have Seabrook and no one talks about that here.
Well, Governor Dukakis used to, but I think that ship has sailed.